Podleadum.
Top motto.
All the cycles. Lead, 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 lead.
Not backwards.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
Podleadum, Podleadum.
Hey, and welcome back to Podleadum. You know, that's Top Model Podcast spelled backwards. I'm Alexander Price, and you want a car?
I'm Hannah Jane Ginsburg, and I'm this big gay flag over here.
And I'm JW Crump, and I'm going to bake you a carrot cake.
And we, of course, are talking about episode one of Cycle 17, All-Stars.
All-Stars, we're finally here.
We're here. We're
all
here
started.
5 years ago. Get into it.
What did you rename the episode, Alexander?
Oh, yes. It was called Nicki Minaj, which I did not remember that
reveal. She's a really big fan.
But I retitled this episode, The Girl Who Seems Perfectly Nice. Leave her alone.
Can I tell you my very dumb one?
Yes.
Yes, please.
The girls who all have last names.
Another reveal I wasn't expecting, but a reveal I was expecting was a sponsor, and we have a new one at anchor.fm/podleadum. One more time, anchor.fm/podleadum, and today's shout out, our first all-star shout out, is to Martin. Martin!
That's how you know it's all stars.
And hey, Martin, good first name, good last name. Mm-hmm. Perfectly in line with our Tyrons. All right, so you can be just like Martin and go to anchor.fm/podleadum and give us that coin so that we can... Nope. You know what? I want you to leave this in because I want people to see the punch up. I want them to hear it. And give us that coin so you can join... The Leadum Pod.
Cha-ching! Cha-ching!
You've got a dollar coin.
Cha-ching! A Sacagawea dollar coin.
A Susan B. Anthony.
Ooh.
Those are hard to find.
You know it's going to be a weird cycle when the first caption, the first thing you see on your screen is the captions crunch, Al Hoots.
Why is this the Baskervilles? Why is she in a cottage?
Yeah, can we talk about this cabin? Can we talk about this weirdly triangular cabin? Was there a door? Because if so, it's very hard to see.
She's trapped in there, being forced to have nightmares of herself, badly imitating former contestants.
It's a one-room cabin, just a bed.
With no duvet cover.
With a Smize teddy bear at the foot of the bed, as is canonically where you keep your teddy bear when you're asleep.
Sure.
Cute PJs, though. The PJs were cute. Yeah.
So, if you haven't seen the episode, and even if you have, I feel like this sketch is both the most memorable thing of the episode, but also something that your mind immediately rejects upon. Because I remembered that she did a sketch with some of the contestants. Mm-hmm. I did not recall that she acted as the contestants. And let me say this. Remember how we praised her sketch acting in the top of Cycle 16?
What happened?
Oh, no. Tyra needs to work in generals, not in specifics.
Well, look, I feel like we've heard Tyra do a passably bad Southern accent before.
Mm-hmm.
But the petite cycle.
The petite. Well,
the
she
petite.
Says she says petite, and it captioned it as P dot T.
Captions didn't even know. That's how bad
and
it
then
was.
Couturier, which Laura never said.
No.
No, Laura knows what fashion words are.
The Camille impression is nothing.
Nothing.
The Isis impression is also nothing.
General New York. It was like she was like, hey, I'm moving here. I'm Isis. My wife. No respect.
The Allison impression is like she thinks we forgot who Allison is. And this whole episode is Tyra being surprised that people like Allison Harvard.
I love that Tyra thinks...
Like, really, her? Her, everyone? Really?
The blood girl?
She was going to be my first out.
Oh, you all like her?
And I did then I did not expect the... I was like, oh, I didn't remember this. There were no real contestants. And then the reveal to just six of them?
Two extra ones!
Yep, Shannon's just in that bed.
And Bianca.
And also, I'm sorry, you're doing impressions and you don't do a Bianca and a Shannon? That's two of the easier people to do. You can literally just... The only thing that Tyra thinks that Shannon did, her time on the show, and spoiler, Shannon thinks she did. Shannon, who is critical of the show in a way I forgot. You just are like, hey, I'm Shannon. I'm a angelic nice girl. And I'll never pose nude. Never, 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 never. Like,
yeah.
It's such an easy impression.
But then that we learn that this season is just Tyra's nightmare.
Begrudging.
You begrudging. Asked for it, and I said, fine.
I guess I'll go through all these faces again since I've forgotten all of them.
I brought back your faves. Lie.
You know what? I'm going to argue because we did our All-Stars casting.
Sure. Some of them are fine.
This, I'm going to say that, like we're super fans, but I think this is a pretty decent collection of people.
Bianca?
She's memorable, Alexander.
But also, she is a working model who is working.
Yeah, Bianca didn't need to do this show.
No. But it's also nice to get a couple contestants on there who have obviously glowed up.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll never really address it other than in Talking Heads because Tyra thinks that they were picked up from their cycle.
No, Bianca is the only one she acknowledges at some point. She's like, you're working. I see you everywhere.
But everyone else, it's like, oh, you were in the cycle and now you're here.
The best part of this entire cycle is the juxtaposition of how Tyra treats the contestants versus how the contestants treat the show. Mm-hmm. Because they will not say, my agent, my manager, my team, I've done this, mm-hmm. I've done that. Like, they are
bitch,
here.
I'm from Chicago.
Yeah. They are here to not let the show. They've just learned the show. That's what it is. Most of them.
We have new prizes introduced. Still the $100,000 CoverGirl contract. A national campaign for Express. The spread in Italian Vogue.
Which I totally forgot was part of this cycle again.
Can I cut in very quickly? Because when they show us the cover of Italian Vogue, the cover story is just entitled The Next Shape. I was like, oh, I wonder what the next one is.
They discovered a new one?
Yes, Italian Vogue discovered a new shape.
And guest correspondent with Extra. Not defined here. What's going on? And we get a list of celebrity guests this season, and I knew all of them but one.
Oh, interesting. I feel like I recognized everybody.
Who the F is Game?
Oh, a music
hip-hop
artist, yeah.
I think it is very important for our podcast to note that the first sighting of Pot Leadum occurs at a minute and 47 seconds.
We're there.
But then she is leading with Pot Leadum. We get a whole mini section about the phrases. Talk about coining.
But I would argue she thought that booty tooch would be the bigger thing because mm-hmm. I can't even say it. It's like, I can't say it how the show says it. Pot leadum is said, and then it feels like it's gently swept away. We'll get to that later. But she says tooch, booty tooch, 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 tooch. Like,
ready,
set, we get a tooch, remix tooch, of tooch.
Tooch, tooch.
She wants that. Tyra is good at making up phrases that honestly become part of bigger pop culture, but I feel like she always puts her eggs in the wrong catchphrase basket and then is surprised at which one we decide we want to crack open.
You really followed that metaphor all the way through. That was impressive.
I like eggs.
She really makes it clear, though, that this is all stars and not all models. Because this is not about modeling anymore. This
brand.
Is about a star.
the different ways that gets expressed. Look, figuring out your brand and promoting your brand. Do I hate it? Yes. But is it very applicable? Are people still talking that way? Yes. Mm-hmm. But whenever they say, we're not just judging your modeling, we're judging your personality. I just can't.
And also as though they've never done that before.
Yeah, right.
Oh, a new concept for everyone.
It also was weird to just give away the whole season, I felt like. Like, we're getting this truncated version of the cycle in the first 5 minutes of the show.
It kind of feels like Tyra was expecting criticism of some of these folks are too old to maybe be a working model who is working, whether or not you agree with that. That's like how the show is always presented, that there's a cutoff.
Right.
And so it feels like she was trying to like get ahead of it or something.
It also just kind of feels like because she's doing All Stars, she's taking the opportunity to kind of rebrand herself and rebrand Top Model.
I remember she said, like, in the time, because this is another cycle that even though I don't remember a lot about it, I remembered watching it in real time. And I remember she said there will never be another cycle of Top Model that's like normal again. Now, that ended up not being fully true eventually, but for a long time, that was kind of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
When we meet our first contestant.
And they're going into a mansion?
Have you discovered, Alexander, where this house is?
No.
Okay.
It's just giant.
Giant mansion in the middle of who knows.
And poorly decorated.
Oh, it's ugly, ugly.
Oh, it's so ugly.
And they've only made it uglier by what they've put in this house. So, Angeli Preston carrying one too many purses, which none of them are closed. They're all flapping in the wind.
All of these, so many of these contestants just have their bags open.
And I thought it was editing tricks that she got two glasses of champagne. I was like, don't do that to Angeli. Cut to her holding both. And I was like, oh, well.
I also thought it was really funny that the two men holding these platters of champagne were tiny. These were wee men.
Yes.
They were from the petite shadow cycle of a PT. I'm sorry.
We also espy a Tyra photo and quote above the door. It is a sepia photo of Tyra in a black tank top, wide beige suspenders, and fedora. So photographer Tyra.
Yeah.
With
yes.
the quote, when things seem hard, you need to grab onto the handlebars of fierceness and not let go.
No.
And we realize that every contestant has a photo in the house mm-hmm. with something they had said.
And this is fascinating to me because they're sometimes what I would consider their best photo of their cycle. Sometimes I feel like they were trying to pick a photo that matched the quote in some way, shape, or form, because Lisa's is her Wild Boys one.
Yep.
So, or they're trying to match whatever brand is about to be
I got all but one. Mm-hmm. I got all of them but one. So Angeli's was
fake fashion for
fake
sure.
Fake fashion with yep. I'm still ghetto, but I'm classy ghetto.
Which she is enchanted by.
Right.
You know what? It's really interesting to watch Angeli in particular walk into this house because, JW, your point is super well taken about people talking about their agents and being like, yes, we are all actual working professionals now, except for Angeli, who walks in with, I feel like, the same kind of excitement and almost innocence that she did on her first cycle.
Yeah, she feels like she's walking in because she wanted to win America's Next Top Model. And maybe it's because it was so recent, like mm-hmm. she was only a couple of cycles ago. But she walks in like, oh, this is my time. I should have yes. gotten it the first time and I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Third time's the charm kind of thing.
And this is also where I realized that it's not digital art, it's analog art.
Mm-hmm.
Next person in is Laura Kirkpatrick.
I love that we're getting their last names. It makes them feel like real people.
Yeah. Her photo is
going, oh my God, wait, Laura from the short cycle? Oh my God, how you doing?
I am not intimidated by you, so I can be nice to you.
Really? Yeah.
Laura's is naked jockey with the quote, I'm country, but I am high fashion.
And so that's one that I feel like they were like, horse. We're gonna show as country as we can be.
Love her with bangs.
Yeah.
I do too.
The arm bracelet was a big choice.
I love that her rolling suitcase gets hung on the ledge when she's coming in and she has to go back and be like, ugh.
Next in is Bianca with the gargoyle photo. And this is the one I could not find. I didn't see the quote for.
Which is so funny.
There's two of them.
Because Bianca is just full of quotes from her cycle. So who knows what it even could be. And Angeli immediately clocks. If there's one girl that she's going to get into it with, it's Bianca. And dare I say, everyone clocks Bianca as the Bianca in a house with several villains in their particular cycles.
None of you are worried about Lisa D'Amato?
Everyone seems to love Lisa.
Until the end of the episode.
Well, but like Lisa as a person, everyone seems to like. They are just like, oh, I don't want to be Lisa. I don't want to But
well,
I like
all but one. I would say one person would be like, I'd be fine being Lisa.
But it's fascinating to me that in a cycle with Alexandria, with even though I disagree, Camille.
Yeah.
Like there's truly Bianca is the villain among villains instantly.
Also, I'm going to call it right now. I'll see if this I'm proven right or not. Best dresser by a mile in this house. Bianca always looks really good.
I'm going to pitch Dominique real hard, but also think that every time I see Dominique, I'm so stunned by just how patently gorgeous she is.
Incredible an actual good haircut can be for a stunning person.
Okay, but before we get that, we get this wild hat and Lisa D'Amato. With her wild boys photo. Everybody be looking at me like I'm crazy. Everybody needs to calm down. Eat a cookie.
I remember the quote.
That was full drunk. Didn't she say that to the bush?
No, that was in a talking head.
It was a talking head. Was it drunk?
She was wearing a lot of costumes, I remember.
Well, they've brought the costumes.
She's literally
back.
Wearing a lot of hats.
I do love always when this happens, we get the footage of her recording her album and there's the huge home video Tyron in the corner in case we couldn't tell. Mm-hmm. Twinkle, twinkle. She's a star.
Bree Skullark comes in. Her photo is also Wild Boys, I think.
They just only have the rights to those from that
and
cycle.
Her quote was, "Why is my cereal box already open? Who got first dibs on my stuff?"
That's the best you could get from
Bree.
Bree deserves better.
And speaking of deserving better, she gets big hug from her cycle friend, cycle five friend Lisa, mm-hmm. which also is the first time you're clued in, oh, there's going to be maybe multiple representatives from some cycle. And then Bianca walks away from her. And we have the weirdest, most passive-aggressive fight.
Yeah, not only does she walk away from her, she says, "Don't touch me, you know why." And then they're like, and then she's like, "I'm just mad that you didn't tell me you were on the show." And I'm like, "No, something definitely happened."
This is also, we learned that Bianca has somehow crafted a relationship with every other ANTM alum. Like, Bianca's talking heads are always like, "We met through Top Model." I'm like, "When?" What?
Cycles were 4 years apart.
It's implied that Bree and Bianca moved together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they might have been roommates. Weird. Then the life of the party comes in. Britta! Looking like an old real estate agent.
Britta!
And her quote is, "I'm definitely the entertainment around here."
I mean, I think that's a pretty good quote from Brittany.
It's not bad.
Did Brittany say to Lisa, "I knew your crazy ass was going to be here"?
Or yes.
Say, yeah. I mean, yes, the two of them together, that is a lightning rod of a party.
She also said, "My head is such in a different place right now than it ever was on cycle four."
I just realized, Alexander, I made a note about what Brittany's photo was. The gas station in the elements.
Right.
Like, sometimes they're putting up photos that they got criticized for. It's a weird choice when you had Kloofing for Brittany.
Uh-huh.
Hmm? Well, they use that later.
Yeah, but I'm almost surprised they didn't use her 1-800 flowers that almost sent her home. You know what I mean? Like, if you're just going to make Brittany look bad.
Lupriderm, or whatever it was. Dominique comes in looking stunning.
Stunning.
That glow. Okay, I'm going to say this right now. Most of our model contestants either look practically identical to when we first met them, especially the ones from more recent cycles, and or they look like what they look like on the show just aged up a little bit because time's linear and that's what happens, not a criticism. Dominique glowed up in a way.
Those pregnancies literally made her more glowing.
Those pregnancy hormones, those post-pregnancy hormones, that's where you get that hair.
She is just so fully formed as a person.
Uh-huh.
She looks like she gets like a winner's walk in. And I'm just like,
oh. She also gets a winner's quote. Hers is, "I'm not Tyra Banks yet." But it's like, yes.
She does still have that crazy glint in her eye.
I love it. That's what keeps her Dominique.
Oh, exactly. And it's like, it's also tinged with like crazy mom energy too.
Uh-huh.
Like someone who brings way too many snacks to the park.
And she named her baby Bree. Aww. Also, Dominique is not going to let the show forget that they used bad language to describe her. That's what I love, that the contestants are always like giving it to the show this cycle a little bit. There's something so juicy about that to me.
Sheena runs.
Speaking of people who are going to give it to the show,
Sheena runs up the stairs with her rolly suitcase.
Leopard print.
She gets a good picture. She gets the underwater eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But a terrible quote, because she gets, "I'm half Japanese, half Korean, but I have so much flavor, I don't know where it comes from." For real. Like, that's too many words to put on a picture.
You could just take out that first sentence also.
Yes!
You could just be, "I have so much flavor, I don't know where it comes from," for real. That's fine.
Yeah.
And then she's given zero screen time. Boop,
nope.
Move aside.
Steals moments to remind us that she's delightful, because this show cannot fully suppress Sheena.
No.
Yes.
No matter how much it wants to.
And Sheena dresses so well this cycle.
Oh my God.
Because I never thought of Sheena as maybe the best in terms of in front of judging presentational. I thought she was fine at it.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, everything she wears, I'm like, awesome. Gorge. Want it.
Mm-hmm.
Get it in my size. Like, it's amazing.
The worst thing I can say about Sheena is, like, it's not my favorite lip color.
And if that's the worst thing you can say about someone on Top Model.
Yes. But Sheena is given zero time because we have a lot of footage regarding the next contestant. Isis King comes in and it's all a mess. We get Isis appearing on the Tyra show. We get pre-transition photos, which is so strange because we've never known Isis as anyone other than a woman in Top Model. Right? We've never done this before. And then it's being like thrust into like the only thing about Isis.
It's a very strange mix of hitting it way too hard and then pretending they're not.
Mm-hmm. And then they choose a terrible photo, the hot air balloon photo. And the quote is, "Some people might say transsexual. Personally, I prefer born in the wrong body." And it just is like, oh, this is going to be your only story here.
Well, and that's what kind of highlights the biggest issue in the couple of episodes I've watched of this cycle. All of these contestants were multi-dimensional people, mm-hmm. and we fell in love with them because they had different facets mm-hmm. to their personality and modeling, and most of them, Isis actually being the exception, stayed on the show for a long time, so we got to see all of those facets.
Yes.
However, in this, because it's quote-unquote about branding, you become one thing. And Kayla and Isis, in my opinion, and to Sheena to some degree too,
yeah.
like I think deal with it in the worst way, because all of a sudden they just become LGBTQ, Asian model. Like, and even though they're trying, it feels like desperately to be like, "I'm many things," and that mm-hmm. is just one thing. But the show is like, no. It feels like they treated Isis better on her original cycle.
Yes, that's what it feels like. Talking in that same line, Kayla comes in, Kayla Farrell.
Kayla comes in, and we get a shot of the people who are already in the house, and one of them is Camille, who clearly arrived before Kayla, but for some reason they make it seem like she came after. Don't know why.
And then Angelie gives her drink back to Kayla because she thinks she's a cater waiter.
Well, to be fair, Kayla comes in traveling clothes. She did not change at the airport. And her picture is the Lucha Vavoom one, so like, good photo. Mm-hmm. But then her quote is, "There's never been a lesbian who has won America's Next Top Model, and I would love so much if I could be the first one." So it's like, by the way, gay, you're just gay.
So there's a weird push-pull with the contestants, and I feel bad for them. I don't know. It's hard to tell how much information the contestants were given before they started this cycle.
Right.
Because it feels like a lot of them are like, "Oh, you're going to tell me my brand? All right, I'll lean into it as, like, you want that brand? I'm going to give you that brand and nothing else." Right. And they're almost, like, basically just saying the quiet part super, super loud.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of that.
But then you have the contestants who, this is an important facet of their identity, and it is something that they're proud of. They don't want it to be their whole identity, but they can't be like, "No, I'm not that."
Well, and I think Isis and Kayla have to walk this really fine line, especially. And I think Sheena to a different degree. But like, mm-hmm. they're like, "Yeah, it's part of me. I don't understand why it has to be all of me, but I'm totally proud of it." But now I feel like less proud.
They get different treatment where Isis is told like, yep, this is what you are. This is what you represent. It's all we're going to talk about. And with Kayla, it's like, yep, this is who you are, except not. So stop talking about it.
Except we got bored of that at some point. And also, why did you dye your hair back? Don't like it, Kayla. I do love, though, that I love that one of them is the one that people don't remember. And I love that someone's looking at her wrestling photo, which is so good. It was one of your tops or something, wasn't it, Hannah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, they're looking and someone's like, is this you? Well, look at that. Well, look at that. Look at you modeling. Are you from the PT cycle? You're pretty short.
Allison Harver comes in looking exactly the same.
Yep.
And she got the color spray photo with the quote.
I think that's a good one for her.
Yes, but the quote is, I have a really big fascination with blood. So it felt like they picked that one because it looked like she had pink blood on. Like, she is a character in Danganronpa, and
they remember that they photoshopped that particular photo with Twilight. What was his name? Mr. Twilight? Mr. Twilight,
yeah. Allison walks in very, oh no, have I made a terrible mistake?
Allison came here to say that she doesn't model anymore, and that is fascinating to me. And I also misheard art internships as artichoke dips. I literally thought Allison was just telling Isis, like, very into artichoke dips now. And Isis gives her, like, a high five.
I like the little artist high five. You know when you meet another artist and you're just like, high five.
Yeah. Isis and Allison are like, we seem more normal than everyone else here.
We're calm, right?
We are then introduced to Camille before Camille arrives, but also she's already arrived in this story. And she is being called dramatic by Bianca.
We are introduced to my favorite side character of this episode, Camille's giant quilted tote. It is so big. It's like someone turned a full puffy coat into a purse. Like, they folded it in half, zip, 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 sewed up the sides, and it is a purse. I'm obsessed. In LA.
Yes.
There's all this buildup, all these clips of Camille, and then she walks in so normal.
Like, normal. Hey guys,
better not hug me. And Camille's like, oh, hi.
And then this is the wildest photo quote combination, because they have her Diana Ross impersonation thing. They didn't remove any of the writing from the magazine cover.
Nope. No, didn't, they did not.
That was Cycle 2, Alexander. They don't have those originals.
And then they put another quote on top of it, which is, of course, this is my signature walk and it's going to make me famous. Which, like, that's, of course, what you would put on it. But to not remove all the writing is wild.
Wild.
Also, how many houses has that quote been featured in? It is so, it will never cease to amaze me that they criticize the heck out of her for that. And yet,
and have been dining out on it for years.
Yum, 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 yum.
But she is the most, she is my title, right? Because why are they doing this to Camille? She's not even giving him, like, kind of dramatic or kind of.
No, it's all so like, there is, look, do I believe there is a deep well of hatred inside Camille? Absolutely. Yes,
of course, of course. We saw
for the show.
Is she showing it in any kind of overt or aggressive way? Absolutely not.
Most of the time, Camille gives me big bored energy. Yes. Like, how many episodes am I getting a stipend for and then I can bounce?
Shannon comes in. We have her gold leaf half face photo.
That's
the one. It's a good one for her.
Yeah.
I never want to pose nude, no matter how much money or how much fame I would get.
Now, I pitched something for this. Instead of that, they should have just had a blank photo, and that's the quote on it.
I wish they put Robin's grandmother's quote on top of Shannon's photo.
Oh.
Because the show seems to think that Shannon said that.
Shannon, y'all, she's gotten so many emails.
So many.
Too many emails.
Of people telling her that they are glad that she stood up. And I literally in my head was like, do we have email back in that cycle?
Yes. It was really funny to be hearing that quote out loud, that, like, most people don't derive fame and fortune for posing nude.
Yeah, I would argue there's this weird self-indulgence to like, well, if I did pose nude, I would be the most famous, richest person in the world. But you're not seeing these or this. It's very like...
There's also like, look, I feel like the show and Shannon both knew what they were going to get into once Shannon came back on the show.
Uh-huh.
And like, martyrdom is a part of the package. I get it. She's also doing fine.
Yeah.
That's the best part is that Shannon's one of the most working models. And we know that from her updates. We know from her time. And she's also one of those friend of the show models.
She's been here and there
a couple of times. So Shannon, the Shannon's inclusion in the cycle feels like a favor that Shannon is doing to the show because she has already been on it like 15 more times.
But it also feels like she's framing this thing she's done as like a sacrifice, and I'm like, you haven't sacrificed anything. No. You're very successful.
I'm gonna argue that you're kind of correct that you stood for something, and some people were really attracted to that idea.
And then our last person, because of course they had to be last in.
Well, because she was also running from her previous cycle.
That flight was late. She missed the connection.
I mean, know? To be fair, she looks jet lagged. Has no suitcase.
She doesn't.
It's
luck.
Just a shoulder bin. That is just a carry-on.
Hers is the cat photo, but we barely see it. Mm. I don't know what the quote is yet.
Also, why that one? Not
terrible.
Her best.
No.
Not her best.
And then someone says to her, "You want a car?" I think
it's Lisa.
Lisa.
I heard you got a car. I'm like, who is giving Lisa inside info about a cycle that has not aired yet?
I wish Alexandria had pulled up in it.
She's just an LA girl.
Mm-hmm.
Then someone says, we get our first Tyra mail, and I don't know who says it, and I want to know, because someone responds, already?
I did not hear that.
Uh-huh. Well, also, more photographer Tyra photos, because now Tyra Mail is going to have this photo up.
Is she a photographer, or is she just someone who's never been taught how to wear suspenders?
Or someone who just learned how to use PowerPoint, because this is the most.
I think that's the vibe of the whole show, though. The exotic wipes we're going to get to change scenes.
I love that you can see the zip tie holding up the Tyra frame. That they just couldn't find an angle for that white zip tie. And also, I found her picture so trapped in an elevator. There was something very odd about that. I mean, look, it's better than Tie Tie Baby.
Oh, sure.
I'll take this.
But we also get the beginning of Fierce and Love.
Yes, we do.
Remember when it was that one reunion episode on the Tyra show where she's like, Fierce is done, but can't get rid of Fierce. And it's like, now you're leaning into it in 17?
I love Brittany's horrible summary of the Tyra mail. You're ready for Brittany and her talking head to read out the full Tyra mail, which is pretty lengthy. And then she just goes, the Tyra mail says, go get your beds. Like, sort of.
And then they have to go claim the ugliest beds we've had in a while.
Least themed ever. The theme is just
color.
Matching sheets.
Nondescript. We have the red velvet room. We have the pale green room.
Yeah, the green mint room.
I called it the mint room too.
The soothing blue room for blondes.
What color is your brand?
We also don't see it, but Allison found the prop room of hats.
So did and Bianca, so of did all people.
They just have these giant wardrobes in each room, and I just imagine that just hats fell out of them as soon as they
open the door, and it's just an avalanche.
And in walks Mr. J's outfit.
This is full Fred Jones from Scooby-Doo. Drag.
There are too many accents on this jacket. Buttons, buttons, buttons. Piping gold.
The like, teeny tiny little strip of fabric he tied around his neck.
Well, he had no room because he had chunky bracelets and the sleeves don't fit.
I love when he says, you're all here because you're fan favorites who are still talked about to this day. And Kayla. And we're...
And then someone else found the hat room because the photographer comes in.
Oh, Celeste
Zanino.
Can I say, though, I looked up her website, and the photos that she takes of the models are the photos that she takes. So if this is what they wanted, Celeste was the person.
Yeah, she is nice.
She is like, so much nicer than she needed to be.
She is very nice. Her energy gives me person who's competing on Cupcake Wars.
Yes.
I also
Oh my God.
That's so correct. I also went to Celeste's website. It seems like a lot of the work she gets hired for is to make naked women feel comfortable with a woman photographer on set. And all of the photos...
A lot of TV promos, too.
It looks all, like, really weirdly cheap and expensive.
Yeah, it's a weird vibe.
It's very weird.
Her About Me photo is a screen grab from this episode, including the CW logo.
That's, like, a consistent thing on this show. Weird.
I think for a lot of the photographers, the thing that they have an image of themselves is being on this show.
And it's probably what gets their websites a lot of hits.
Sure.
I mean, it worked for the three of us.
Living proof.
Yeah. And then we get... I want to set this up for the listeners. So this is a cycle about branding. They've established that. I get it. And Top Model loves picking words of any amount and throwing them at models.
Calling them adjectives.
We're going to get words in this episode, and then sometimes competing different words in the next following episode. And I'm like, you are, it is so, I was like, I don't know if I'd be able to do this. Like, it's so stupid sometimes. And then some people get the easiest thing
in the world.
They are going to be styled, Mr. J says, as larger than life versions of their previous Top Model personas. Nobody lets them know about the extreme and weird photoshopping that will happen for some of them. Because I sure wasn't expecting it until we saw the photos.
Why are they all Jesus? Why are so many of them walking on water?
My theory is, because this is also super cheap again, because they're just doing it in the backyard. I think they were all supposed to put these photos in one photo. Because if you look, they're all positioned.
I mean, they're going to.
But in a different way. I think we were supposed to see them on this set. Because of how, like, now we got people next to, you know,
columns.
I see what you're saying. And it was supposed to be like a weird slightly, group.
Sort of like a cover of like Sergeant Pepper kind of situation.
Yes. And you'll see it when we get to the photos. Everyone's slightly off. Even when they're walking on water, there's room for the other people around them. And then that never happens, which is then the weirdest thing.
But I also just want to know, like, were they told that there, in some cases, was going to be a prop photoshopped in that they were not using?
Or sometimes multiple props.
Sometimes the it was shopped out. And fun fact, when you look these up, they also use these as individual promo images. And sometimes they photoshopped additional props that we don't see in this episode into the promo shot.
Yes.
I just love the idea that it was all Celeste just being like, I'm going to have some fun. I'm so good at Photoshop.
Michael Canyon is back. But we also meet Fa Styles, who has a wig on a wig. And giant sunglasses. And you are not ready because Fa Styles is now a blockchain influencer and cryptocurrency like decentral like icon. That's all
icon. Love it.
All you learn about Fa Styles is the CEO of blockchain PR and loves Web3. It's
wow.
I love the phrase Web 3.0. Delicious.
So
they're all going to get a phrase for the most part, sometimes just a word, but a thing to portray in this photo. And they're sort of, like Alexander mentioned earlier, supposed to kind of take it back to the persona they were known for on the show. And my response to that is sometimes.
Maybe.
I feel like they figured out Laura and they stopped there.
I'd say they tried to figure out Shannon. Bianca, we started off seeing that Bianca's having to put these red clip-in extensions in to mimic her.
To reference her pre-makeover look.
It is very interesting to me how much more of a say these contestants clearly have in their own styling when they're not on this show.
Yeah.
Because this seems to be the thing that is most upsetting for a lot of them, is that they have a lack of control when they're used to having a say now.
I think most of them were working models afterwards. Mm-hmm. They realize, oh, there's actually a relationship between the model, the stylist, and the photographer to a certain degree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now they're going back into an environment where that is not the case. Even though I will say, it does feel like sometimes the stylists are trying to have a conversation with some of them.
Yes.
Well, I think that sometimes they definitely seem more self-assured now and like can speak on it a lot better.
Yeah. Well, and it's so funny because it makes you realize that they all probably do have a pretty decent handle on their professional branding and what they get hired to do and what makes them look best in a practical way that this show is not at all interested in.
At all.
Oh, no.
So Bianca is first, and her word persona is loud and sassy. Ugh.
Which later, spoiler, Tyra updates to loud and sassy fun bitch. Tyra adds that.
Great.
Allison is quirky doll.
With a big, gross Terry Richardson lollipop for no reason.
And I love that Allison is like, I don't model anymore. I'm in charge normally. Celeste, let me help you.
Yeah. Bree is ghetto fabulous, and they give her the ugliest outfit.
And Bree starts her storyline because we get a lot of talking heads of like why they came back.
Mm-hmm.
Breeze is basically to get her groove back, to see if she's still got it.
Her model groove.
Bree acts like she's 60. Yes. Not in her presentation, but in the way she describes her life since top model.
What's so wild is, yes, she acts 60, but her voice has gotten more youthful.
Yes.
Like, she had that gravel, that like tired gravel that she talked in is out the window. So she's like, I'm here to get my groove back.
But it's just really interesting to me that some of these contestants are clearly here to show how much they've changed. And the show is like, no.
Yeah. Then they give Dominique masculine feminine. At least it doesn't say drag queen.
I mean, I'm honestly shocked the show didn't at that point. Like,
And at least like, if you didn't know that was her phrase, the styling just looks cute.
Yes.
Yeah.
Camille is just diva.
But diva that's also some sort of, like, space cadet. Like, it feels, something about her outfit read futuristic to me.
It was very, like, low-rent Sasha Fierce.
Uh-huh.
And then Kayla gets handed a flag.
She didn't get handed it. She sees it on the rack and goes, that's mine, right?
Let me guess, this one's mine.
And hers is proud lesbian, and she's wrapped in a pride flag and given a belt. Not even an outfit.
I wish it had been like a championship belt. I may not have won ATM, but I win being a lesbian.
Brittany is given party girl. And this is where we learn that Brittany's new career is owning a medical spa, which just means where you go to get plastic surgery.
I started a medical spa kind of thing here in Hollywood.
Kind of thing. It's so, just a way to phrase that.
So shady.
I also, y'all, a little behind the scenes, I forgot to write party girl next to hers. And I was like, her brand wasn't medical spa.
But it also starts...
Brittany straight up asked for a prop and they're like, no.
No.
Oh, didn't you drink earlier? And she like tries to joke it off. A lot of the contestants are good about joking off things too. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's reality TV show smarts. But I'm like, yeah, give her a drink if you want her to be party girl.
Right?
In the promo, they
give her confetti.
Hannah, they literally have... The hand that's up, they just put in the three primary color, red, yellow, and blue confetti. So it's just one hand going, pow.
But also, they set these promo photos in, like,
a void.
Black Box Studio.
Smashbox.
And I'm like, these were taken on a location.
It also starts to feel, I need to talk about two things about Brittany. Number one, it feels like Brittany was added last minute and that she lived in Los Angeles and was free for a week.
I also will say, to that point, though, Alexander, before you get to your second one, I, I love Britney. I think we all like derive a lot of joy from watching Britney in Cycle 4.
My favorite trash monster.
Yeah. But she, for some reason, feels like the least all-starsy pick. And I don't know exactly why that is. Maybe it's because her time on the season was short. I don't know.
I also think
like she lasted a really long time on her cycle, but I don't feel like her not winning was an injustice.
Yes.
So there's nothing to push back against.
You said yourself, Hannah, you like an All-Stars second chances.
I do.
Doesn't feel like Britney
wants it,
deserved it, or wanted it.
Or needed it.
Yeah.
Also, for some reason, and I think it's starting to go a little bit in everyone's, but Britney's talking head look, the lighting on her face is wild. Her skin looks plastic.
I don't think anyone in their talking heads looks all that great. There was something going on with the lighting.
Laura.
She's, of course, Country Cutie.
Country and Cutie.
And they dressed her like she's that daughter of Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes. Like, and they give her a fishing rod.
Why wouldn't they give her like a cow toy, like a bull toy or something, since we're all going to hear about the castration soon enough?
I was about to say, why not, if you wanted to go way over the top, why not give her like a cow print dress?
Mm-hmm. Right?
A lasso.
No, they're just like, you're Ellie Mae, and also we're going to do this to your hair.
Yeah, they literally put her in the same thing that Jessica Simpson had to wear.
In Dukes of Hazzard.
In Dukes of Hazzard, yeah.
Alexandria is tough. California girl,
which she branded herself as on her cycle, even though they did not want to give her that.
Yeah, that was where we finally ended up, I think.
Yep.
And then her photo, they're like surfboard, so like do surfing.
And I'm gonna say, we will bring it up at the end of the episode, but what they do in Photoshop to this picture. I love so much. I'm just gonna set it there. Unexpected.
Chekhov surfboard.
Isis persona is confidence. Wow.
I get the moment that Mr. J was trying to have with her.
I do too. I
came off very badly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's just a lot of focus on Isis's genitals.
Yep.
Specifically.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's such a weird line, and I was thinking about it, like, she did represent something so important, I think, in television history.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she then and continues to want to represent that.
Yeah.
It's just she has a pretty vibrant personality that's also pretty specific. And to me, her big thing is she's kind of cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's like a cool chillness to Isis that was always there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, happy to play the ANTM game. Seems just like you want to hang out with Isis,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, seems to belong in any group.
Yeah. It feels incredibly exploitative in the way the show does it.
It's like they can't see her personality anymore at all. Like, they've just, that's been gone. And what's, I love that she pushed through, and this had nothing to do with confidence except walking on water.
Right.
But this is a great picture, and to hold your body like that?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me? That core strength?
Another bad persona is Sheena's Harlem, but not Hoochie, which implies that Harlem is Hoochie, which then also just seems racist.
But also, like, she tried so hard to get away from that word during her cycle.
Yeah.
And the fact that they, like, throw it in, but they're like, but we're saying you're not that, so it's fine. I'm like, get the fuck out, please. Love that she knows her Who Framed Roger Rabbit, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I loved it so much. And look, honestly, just say something like bombshell.
Right?
Like, Sheena's, like, you can think, you can.
But you know, the show would have been like Shanghai Bombshell. You know what I mean? Like,
you could even do Harlem Bombshell, though. Like, whatever.
Sure, honestly.
You need to throw it in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at a certain point, it's like three people get the same thing with different.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think one thing, too, is like, Sheena seems very proud to be from Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as if the show won't allow her to be proud of it, though.
Yeah.
They're like, you shouldn't be, though. You shouldn't be proud of being from Harlem. As someone who lives in Harlem currently, fuck y'all.
Yeah. It's a cool neighborhood.
Yeah.
Cool, chill, accepting neighborhood. And then Angelique gets Girl from the Hood. So now we have Ghetto Fabulous, Harlem but not Hoochie, and Girl from the Hood.
Seeing them all in one episode is overwhelming. And honestly, because she says it all the time, Mr. J says it, the show says it, just make her brand 716 at this point.
Well, and later, at judging, she'll just say that and no one corrects her.
Nope. Lisa gets Wild Child, and this had to have been the last photo they did because they suds this hot tub.
Oh, good lord.
And it destroys this pool. I don't think they can use this pool for the rest of the cycle.
Oh, no. This got nasty afterwards.
And she gets to just do splits in the air, splits and jumps. This scene,
I mean, I'll give it to her. This is one heck of a jump.
Sure. It does seem unsafe.
It seems so unsafe, though. It's sudsy and wet.
This is well, so
and how
freeing
shallow is the pool that she's jumping into? It did not look deep.
No.
But this is so freeing to Lisa because in this psycho, they're just like, yo, the thing we, again, heavily criticized you and basically eliminated you for, we love it now. So
yeah, just she's just got carte blanche to be an asshole.
Yeah.
And then the drama of the episode.
Oh, boy.
Shannon gets angelic and has words with Pho about what is and is not a pansy.
Now, I'm going to go on record. Listeners, you're going to disagree with me. I get it. I see Shannon's point. Now, let me explain. I get that to her, and I think I remembered her explaining this worse, and honestly, I think she explains it fine, that to her, it's not about amount of skin shown. To her, it's what the particular garment represents. To her, a bathing suit isn't inherently sexualized, but lingerie and underwear or stuff that looks like that to her is sexualized, and she, in her current career, doesn't model that.
Look,
I get it.
Do I agree with her? No. Do I think this particular splitting of hairs is silly? Personally, yes, I do. But they keep telling her that she's confused and she's not. She's very clear about what her boundaries are.
Yeah.
And Mr. J just needs to stop pushing it.
I will agree. I agree with Hannah. For me, it's silly, right? Because I also think bathing suits are sexualized in a way. You know what I mean? But I don't think she's confused. She clearly has a standard that she has set for herself.
She has drawn a line for herself.
Yeah.
And she is so calmly presenting to Mr. J. Mm-hmm. Like, he is pressing. She is not getting upset. She is not crying. She is not yelling. She's just like, I wouldn't
and
do this.
And she's not trying to wrap a towel around her legs or anything.
No, she's like, look, to me, she is actually being so look, if you wanted skin showing, if you wanted whatever, I will wear this bathing suit bottom for you. So to me, I don't understand why the show and Mr. J, besides the drama of it all, isn't okay.
Yeah. I agree. It's just,
they're just trying to make her look stupid in a way that I'm like, I'm sorry, we cannot be so cool with people setting boundaries, but also say, but hers is stupid. Like, she clearly knows what her boundary is.
Well, and that's why, I hate the use of the word confused, because that does make her sound stupid.
It infantilizes her.
Yeah, it's no, she's very clear. And once again, you can disagree with someone's preferences or boundaries or whatever.
Sure.
But acknowledge that they are being very clear about them.
No, she is being incredibly clear.
Yeah.
Personally disagree, but that's not my job.
No. Yeah.
But none of us are Shannon. And
it did not negatively impact the photo shoot.
No, because it was still white.
Not at all. That's the thing. It's not like she came out and she's like, I got this chartreuse bathing suit box.
This was my own personal bathing suit, and it's leopard print. It's a fucking white bathing suit.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Then prepare to get gooped, girls, because we're pulling stunts this episode. This cycle, we're stunt queens. Okay, honey? Boots mama, house down. Fuck.
Oh. This first panel is going to be live, but not. It's going to be filmed and pre-taped and edited, but live in the sense that There's people.
Will the audio be what was there? Probably not, but you won't know. Who can say?
The choice when they announced that Nicki Minaj is going to be the guest judge to immediately hard cut to Shannon.
Well, Shannon gives a lot. We're going to see a lot of it. Shannon gives a lot of wine mom trying
woo
to
girl.
Be cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, where she's like,
woo. Oh, she's such a woo girl. Oh, she's absolutely a woo girl.
And she does a lot of like hands. And you're like, maybe like, not those hands, Shannon, sometimes. Because she's like always just like half invested in it.
Yep.
So it's like, she's not like raising the roof. She's like, hey, my shoulders are here.
She's
and you're like,
making,
just don't.
She's making the sure the roof is like adjacent to her. She's not raising it anywhere. But also, I guarantee Shannon listens to Nicki. But sure. She always listens to the censored
Kids
versions.
Bop version. Yes.
Never. Not one little E next to any of those track listings.
I think she listens to Nicki, but she's never listened to like Anaconda.
Or she listened to it once and was like, wait a second. That wasn't about snakes at all.
Weird theme of this episode. Nokia LA Live now has crypto.com arena.
What a weird year we're living in.
And Kayla probably has PTSD because the Grammy Museum is here.
My biggest question.
It's also the JW question. Marriott.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That's yours. My biggest question about this quote unquote live judging is that we see them getting done up by stylists mm-hmm. for it.
Yeah.
How much were they styled? Did they pick their own ensembles? Because it's implied that they did, especially for certain contestants.
Because they get critiqued on it.
Yeah. So did they bring the outfits?
I think I have a feeling they brought the outfits mm-hmm. and then were styled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they probably got some, like, maybe they got to tell them how to do stuff.
And then are put
fluffed up a little bit.
Tiniest holding area.
Oh my god.
And then when all of them get together to shout All Stars and Allison just covers her face and tries
I'm
to Homer
for all of us.
And tries to Homer Simpson hedge out of
yes.
existence.
Well, she saw a sneak peek of Tyra's outfit when she got to this is the outfit you chose to be live at near the crypto.com arena.
Someone please teach this woman how to use suspenders.
Now they're down.
They're just hanging off.
And then reveal of the century that I blanked out of my head.
Holy.
Nigel Barker with hair. And you know what? It's not bad hair.
It's not bad hair.
I think he looked cute.
Yeah. I don't know why he has gotten rid of it.
Well, yeah. Apparently we'll find out very soon in the future. The Tyra made him grow it so she could do a bit.
Stunt queen!
Let me just say, Nicki Minaj looks great.
Yes.
Yes.
I
always
love
loved that hair for Nicki.
Yeah. And then when
Andre
Tyra
Leon Talley in a boater, though. I don't know.
He's trying new things this cycle, I feel like.
He knows it's his last. He's like, whatever. The contract's ending. I loved when Tyra asked Nicki, and she was like, you're a fan. Absolutely. Always have been. I'm like, ooh, selling it too hard, Nicki.
Back off. Back off. The first one was fine.
So, Miss and Mr. J are here to be your MCs. Some of these introductions we will hear in their complete form. Some of them are just names and cycles.
Mm-hmm. Also, way to get a hot read on the audience, totally getting not biased at all introductions about these people and how you should feel about them.
Yeah, we do learn an important thing about each and every single one of the models, which I wish they had been critiqued on, which is how good they are about runway walking while having to gently slap high fives. While some like Allison have to stop for every high five. And I'm like, Allison.
And some like Camille just give you the full fucking walk because she knows what she's here to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isis also doesn't touch one hand.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Not to be bothered while Brittany pulls people on stage with her.
But first we get, she's a little bit crazy, but she's always a total blast.
Lisa
D'Amato. A lash blast, a total lash blast.
This photo.
Before we get to the photo, perhaps my favorite exchange of the episode is that they're talking about Lisa's burgeoning music career. And they ask her what her music persona is. And she says, La Puccinetta. And Nicki Minaj just goes, La Puccinetta? And then Tyra immediately cuts her off. It's like, we're not getting further into this.
Not what I would have chosen.
It's the cadence of La Puccinetta. La Puccinetta. The girls did a photo shoot.
Lisa's photo is composed so askew.
Yeah, why?
Is it not centered? Why do we see the tops of these trees?
You're gonna do all this photoshopping. Just center the photo.
Like, it's weird. And you can see that the backdrop is like rippling and fold. This is not a professional photo shoot. I don't know if Celeste is a professional. I realize she is. I realize she works. But sometimes I'm like, where is the problem? Because these are not professional photos being taken.
See, that's my thing, is I think these photos, given how much Celeste had to work through, are more successful than they should be. Because, yeah. Look, if you want Wild Child, this is okay. Like, this is what it is.
And you know what? It's also pretty well lit, generally speaking.
It is well lit.
That's kind of her thing, in her thing.
It's like hyper lit.
Yeah, it's always like a little saturated, like, everyone kind of becomes a animated character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it also now points out how ugly these columns are, how cheap this house is.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Lisa's doing a Wild Child, and honestly her face is pretty relaxed for this, what she's doing. Yeah.
Look, she's dressed like all of the members of Guns N' Roses at once. And she does a split to leave, like she's doing the thing.
She's like, you know what made Betsy Johnson famous? This.
Mm-hmm. Working that crowd.
Allison is next.
When Allison says that she's nervous because we've all seen what I do on the runway.
So real.
And then when Nigel tries to shade her and Andre comes to her defense, we're not friends this season.
No.
And you know what? I wish it didn't have the lollipop and both of her arms were just behind her, because it's just too fetishy of a photo.
Yeah, anytime you make a grown woman hold a lollipop, nothing good will come
also
of it.
Also, the shadows! We couldn't just white out this background? It's cropped weird with this shitty plan.
But speaking of brands, like, this is giving you Allison Harvard. This is what she does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll say this, too. Normally, I don't like socks under shoes. I find this sock-shoe combination really cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got good styling.
Anjali is next.
I'm really glad she pulled out the hammer dance immediately.
Yes.
Yes, but then it's revisionist history.
Oh, the worst of revisionist history.
Oh my God.
Nigel Barker.
I was so charmed by that. Fuck out of here.
We see the clip of you not being charmed by it.
This photoshopping, by far, is the weirdest.
The most
she is levitating. Because she's level with the water at the wall. But so weird. And then she's going, not gonna fall in. It's so weird. This is so weird.
At least this one's like cropped in at least a little bit, so you don't see
so
many.
Yeah, no, the photo composition isn't bad, but like, this, like, and, okay, you know those forums where it's like, please Photoshop me to like make my arm not look weird, and then it's like, people like just overcompensate. That's what this photo shoot is.
Collage-y.
Yeah, I think they were putting them together.
But I think her modeling for what it is
it's
fine.
No, it's fine. And you're right, it's cropped better than most of these photos. Camille walks in and, as we pointed out, refuses to touch a person, and I love it.
Love it.
Does
and
the
she
full
gets
walk.
She gets Miss. She's the first Miss Camille McDonald, which feels right.
She says thank you to Nigel aloud and fuck you, Nigel, with her eyes.
This photo is, this looks like, you know those Tyra photos where she took it with her friends and it's inspiration? It's this photo is the inspiration photo for this photo shoot.
I mean, her body does look amazing. Glad Tyra called it out.
Yeah.
It's just a weird crop.
Her legs go all the way up, just all the way.
It's as if in the photo, Camille's trying to hide from the photo shoot. Like, maybe they can't see me if I'm behind here.
Dominique is next.
Just looking, I mean, just so gorgeous. Such a great outfit. I'm so overwhelmed by Dominique. And of course, Tyra's going to explain away masculine, feminine, which it just means cheekbones. Oh, really?
Really?
talk about revisionist history, Tyra. That is not, because just make her brand cheekbones if you're gonna do that.
I think the lower half of Dominique in this photo is strange.
There, well, look where her foot is the problem.
The upper half is incredible.
Oh, yes. The masculine part of the photo. Yeah.
Just that face.
Her face is stunning. I like her arm placement.
Mm-hmm. We're getting a lot of booty cheek.
Like, yes.
We're getting a little close to blur on CW.
Was she standing on the tree?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Alexander, she is like clinging to this tree. Her, look at the way her foot
the
is.
The foot is pointed in a very strange direction.
It's so weird.
Also, that tree has like pointy bark. I feel like this hurt.
Oh, it probably did. This palm tree was not to be grabbed like this. Shannon?
The girl next door who refused to bear it all. La, 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 la.
Oh, I got claps. I got a few. I love that Shannon, again, I love that Shannon's like, I know I'm not the fan favorite. I'm not going to walk out there like I am.
Who remembers me? I don't remember cycle one.
Yeah.
The halo?
Oh my God, the halo. This... Absolutely my favorite Photoshop.
The weirdest thing is that it's a decent, for what they were trying to achieve, it's a decent enough photo.
Sure. If we collaged this, though, if we collaged it, in my theory, you would have this and then Lisa D'Amato right in front of her.
As the devil.
Yeah.
I was wondering if she was, like, magicking Britney's confetti.
Oh, and Nicki Minaj is not on Shannon's side with this drama. She's screaming at the audience. They look like panties to me. How about
you?
You
look like panties to you. That is just like, bye.
Yeah, Shannon's like, all right, well.
Also, this is where I noticed we have to walk down into the audience.
Yep.
There is no exit where we get to be above them.
You would think they would just walk back.
Right. Alexandria is next.
And look, Alexandria is chaotic. We all know it. Yeah. But to have someone right up next to the stage yelling, fuck you, Alexandria,
and
that's
bitch.
A lot.
I think we find out who screamed, fuck you, Alexandria.
I think we do.
Yeah, that person wanted their 15 seconds of screen time, and the show gave it to them.
These future Redditors were not kind.
Mm. I also appreciated how Alexandria handled it in the moment of like, well, that was rude, like trying to like...
Call it out, but get through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm going to say right now, a lot of this is probably just recency bias.
Yes.
Oh, for
People
sure.
Remember
Absolutely,
Alexandria.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So...
Had it aired? I guess it had aired by the time. Had it aired by the time they were doing the
it
show?
It must have. I mean, there's no way people were saying F you to a stranger. I don't like this one.
I hate her, but I love her. How did you get all that from just walking out?
We do need to talk about Alexandria's wild hair, though.
What is this poodle?
Cascading
oh
down.
My God. Where does it start? Where does it end?
It feels like she's like, you're gonna give me a makeover this time, right?
Seriously.
Also, the treatment of this photo is wild.
I can't with this tiny, tiny surfboard.
In a placid pool.
It is so small.
And the weirdest thing is that it does look... tough to me. Like, it's like weirdly working for what the stupid brief was, and yet they hate it. I'm like, I think you hate it because they photoshopped her on a surfboard.
Yes. I just keep thinking of what this would look like altogether with Shannon back there and then Lisa right above Alexandra, and that's why she's ducking.
Well, yeah, it's why she's getting out of the way. She's like, oh, she's going to the pool. You know what they should have done? I'm going to give our listeners a Photoshop challenge. Because it's in a static pool, it needs to be one of those paddle boards where you've got the thing and you're
standing boards.
Perfectly on it. Put it right in that hand.
I want to Photoshop Lauren Bree's underwater photo in there. It looks like she's showing Alexandria.
I wish they had Photoshopped that entire everyone's. And they're like,
so many eyes.
La Llorona under all these bottles. Okay. Sheena comes out in an amazing jumpsuit.
She looks so good.
So glad she got the crap.
Yeah, and I love her saying, vintage, my love. Love Sheena.
Tyra wishes. It's like Sheena did watch that season where it was all jumpsuits and was like, uh-huh. I'm going to show you. Oh, now she can be sexy. Now she can be sexy. That's okay for her now.
This Photoshop is also insane.
Wild.
Makes it look so much worse.
And also, did Tyra just learn the word celluloid? Because she cannot pronounce
that
it.
That is the vocabulary word of the day. Celluloid and chambers. As we'll discover.
I'll say this, though. Pretty average Sheena picture.
Yeah, it's fine. She got
nothing. I do think it is made way worse by the placement.
Also, was she wearing this jewelry? It looks so much like the jewelry
I don't think
has
so.
Been shopped onto her.
It does look like that.
This necklace is that website you can go to and, like, test on things, and it doesn't look real.
Mm-hmm.
It's like so hard to critique these photos because they're all so stupid.
The virtual try-on at Zenny's.
Yes.
These photos are just stupid. Like, they're all so stupid.
Brittany is next.
It's Brittany back.
Andre is disenchanted.
Nope. Not here for Brittany Brower.
Were these the contestants you had on before my cycles? Do not like.
Is she well?
This is not the worst photo.
Oh, I think it's pretty bad.
I think, if the thing is party girl, like...
It just doesn't look like she's modeling at all.
No. And it does make her look teeny tiny.
Yes.
But also, an asymmetrical one sleeve, one not sleeve dress?
What? I don't know.
And, like, some...
This with is the peep toe ankle boots.
Y'all, I'm gonna say something that I know is moronic. Some of them, when they Photoshop them on the water, it seems... No, this is too dumb.
Say it.
I can, like, see what they were trying to do with Brittany. They didn't even give her, like, the little bubbles under her feet.
Yep.
So it doesn't look
so it looks like she's falling and she's about to get into
like
the water.
It looks like she's about to sit on the ledge.
Maybe that's what they thought. Maybe they were like, oh, she's sitting.
Oh, my God.
Also, she's right next to Sheena. So could you imagine Sheena's photo... And then Brittany's hand right above her. Oh, Lord. Isis is next. Ding, ding, ding. Feather earring.
Ooh, bringing it back.
But works that crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And see, again, Isis is one of the contestants of our mini that knows how to twist something inappropriate, talking about her body, mm-hmm. to, and how does it look, you guys? Like, perfect.
Yep.
Command the applause.
Make them a part of it.
Yep. She shouldn't have to handle it, but I love that she knows how to.
Talk about bubbles in the water, because the treatment on this is wild. Not about her modeling. It's about what they do to it.
The little water halos under her hands and knee.
Yeah, her little air pockets that she's using to, like, avatar herself above the pool.
Her face in this, though?
It's one of Isis's best
photos. Best photos on top model. Oh, my gosh. This almost looks like a shoe ad.
Yes.
Because you can see the red on the bottom. It almost looks like a Louboutin ad. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the only one also with the treatment. Like, it's wild, but it, like, is so wild that it works.
And at least she was posing, like, on the weird invisible platform. So she was near water when this was happening, which I know also sounds so... Guys, it's hard to talk about this photo shoot.
Trying.
Bianca is next.
Bianca said, I'm different now. And Tyra said, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
Also, I'm going to say it. The footage hasn't proven that, Bianca.
No. This is a really weird photo.
It's vintage. Alexander, it's so vintage.
So vintage.
It looks like she's in a weird dollhouse. And also, is this purse also photoshopped in?
This purse did not exist. No way.
There's no way she could have held that purse up like that.
And why had it?
Because she's loud and sassy, JW. She needs a purse. A little flat Barbie purse.
I do think her face looks pretty great.
Yeah, I think that Bianca is a stunning person who doesn't have
and
to
a good
do
model,
a lot.
But also a good model.
I think that Bianca doesn't have to try very hard to look gorgeous.
I don't know. You could say that about a lot of these women. And I think her face is very clearly in the top half of these photos.
Yeah. Her face?
All right, this photo is definitely... The photo in general is the one in the top half for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand the proportion.
It's weird because it's almost not weird.
Yes.
Like, from far away, you're like, oh, this looks kind of like a normal photo.
And then
you
like,
actually look at it and you're like, what is happening?
Mm. Yeah. And also the fact that the curtain isn't straight. And so you see this weird, like, swoop. There's just something very, like, nothing... This photo never took place. Is what it looks like.
None of
these
seem real.
It's like a weird doll's house. If you keep backing up, it's just a miniature version of the whole thing.
Bree is next.
And I love that they show my least favorite picture in Top Model history first.
Why is Nicki Minaj so weird about Bree's hair?
I don't know. Because Nigel is really shitty to Bree too, maybe. And so she got carte blanche to...
I thought her hair was cute.
It's fine. It's not what I would choose, but...
I do think her hair looks really nice in the photo.
Mm-hmm. In the photo, yeah.
I think, honestly, she has, again, one of Bree's better photos on Top Model. I like this photo. And of all the Photoshop, making the ring extra shiny.
Fine.
Listening. Great.
These leggings, though, are
The outfit is horrible.
Yeah, so bad.
But I actually really like her face in this.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
I also loved the comeback of, because the check looked good enough.
Right. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Why'd you cut your hair? Check. Money.
You know the thing you're always telling us to do about how you have to change your hair to please the client?
Hmm.
What I did in my real life.
Y'all, look at Bree's left leg in the photo. How is she balancing?
Because she wasn't there.
Oh, my God.
On that edge. But it's angled, so she was on something. It almost looks like her foot's completely turned around and we're seeing the heel part.
Oh, it does look like that.
It does look like that.
Oh my God. Is that what that is?
No, there's no way. No, her knee is forward.
I know.
Did they just flip her foot around or something? That's crazy.
It's so uncomfortable.
Oh my God, I can't see it.
It's like the
Celeste was like, I know it'll be fun.
Oh, pop your foot off and flip it around.
A little Easter egg.
Kayla is next. And okay.
I live and breathe for Kayla when they ask her what her brand is, going, a super gay. Yes, Kayla, call it out.
Yep.
And Tara's like, a super gay. Proud lesbian. We said proud lesbian.
There is something so normcore about this photo of her just sitting. There's no Photoshop done on this photo.
She looks like she's waiting for a ride.
Yep.
You know what this also looks like to me? Those no hate campaigns.
Uh-huh.
This is the energy all of those had when people just add the duct tape over and also, her face.
The placement of the non-fisted hand is
weird.
Something.
Also, I know this is stupid. The fence shadow of this shitty fence that's clearly behind. We did not think, and the rippling of the fabric, and then the fact that we can see that she's just been corseted into a flag.
Mm.
It's not even tucked in. They didn't even Photoshop this weird little poof out.
She's selling the shoes, though.
Yes.
Nicki Minaj hates Kayla's fist with a fury.
Fist of fury?
Because, fine. Nicki Minaj mostly has been positive. But then she has one or two weird, specific, Bree's hair, Kayla's fist that she just will not accept.
No.
To be fair, we do the same thing. So I get it.
Oh, no. I'm not saying she couldn't be a guest on Podleetum. That's not my podcast. But afterwards. I'm saying it's kind of funny to have a judge. Because she's been a guest judge on other programs. Mm. She doesn't mind giving critique.
And a regular judge on American Idol, right? What's she
yes.
called?
Yes.
Was she?
With Mariah Carey.
Wow, she's right? done a lot of shows.
Yeah, they feuded.
Yeah, they feuded.
Oh, interesting. I'm glad they didn't eliminate someone live. That feels cruel.
Yeah, it feels really cruel.
Wait. We have one more contestant.
We have one more.
Do we still?
Yeah. Oh,
more women?
The weirdest photo, which is...
So, Laura is last. Mr. J fully mispronounces her last name.
Yeah.
It's in a way Kirkpatrick, right?
Kirkpatrick.
Kirkpatrick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Laura came to play the game in a Wanda Sue dress.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And you know what? I love Laura. Her face in this photo is maniacal.
Her body position is maniacal. She's in the plants.
And look at her left hand on the spinny thing.
On the reel.
Yep.
Can we talk about how she was apparently fishing for koi?
Small koi. I'm telling you, it is bed knobs and broomsticks level. And if this koi had a little hat and started singing a little song.
And of
they
all
a duet. It's nice.
And of all the photos to not show the water.
Yeah, it actually looks like they photoshopped the water out.
Out.
And also, Kayla would theoretically be right next to her doing the punching the fish.
Oh my God. Like, her elbow would be propped up on Laura's knee. Yeah.
I hate this straight fish. But yeah, Laura is here to play. She is here to be like, brand country cutie, I can deal with that.
Fine.
Yep.
And then they force all the models to come out again to crowd on this little platform.
To tell them that judging will be continued in private chambers.
Private chambers.
Pretty sure Private Chambers is the hero of a military-themed romance novel. Oh. Private Chambers.
And then we get the quickest fan poll, which, in order, is I love Allison, I love Alexandria, which it feels like we skip, Bianca, Isis, and then the famous I love her but I hate her, Alexandria.
Bowtie guy person. That definitely was the one that yelled?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Oh, they sought them out.
While Alexandria, I would say justifiably, is freaking out in the tiniest holding area of all time.
Oh yeah, I would think I was getting eliminated. Crunch
catches Lisa saying, it's like one of the lines in my song.
No, it did not.
Yes, it did.
No, it did not.
And it just made me think about what a nightmare she would be as a roommate.
We also, it's so good to know that there was criteria that the models were not told about regarding personality and audience interaction and how that is going to go into judging.
Oh, it's completely just going to choose the person.
We're in the chambers.
Private chambers. Very tacky. This is where we get more photos of the models because we have Brittany Kloofing, Isis Bikini, Yerkes.
Yes, they're hung behind the judging table.
Which I don't mind the concept of that.
Sure. I wish they took them down when they left. Ooh. Alexandria, bees. Angelie, the shade and clay photo. Weird. Camille, Eve. Allison, nest. Sheena, bikini. Same photo shoot as Isis. Mm. Shannon, black and white beauty shot. Kayla, the bully shot.
They show, that is it. That shot of Kayla is in the background of one particular angle that we see a lot.
Uh-huh. Lisa, superhero. Bianca, recycling. Brie, wild boys.
Again?
It's wild boys. Dominique.
Enamored with that photo shoot.
Dominique, frescoes. And Laura, scarf.
That's a good photo of Laura. I'm glad that one got some love.
Tyra, once again, is way too surprised to find out that the crowd loves Allison.
Yeah.
Just fully shocked.
But I'm going to say these polls are sus. I don't think polling happened. I want to know what their methodology was because I don't trust.
I actually wish I wish we'd known more about it because I actually think it's a fascinating idea to get people's opinions of them.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I just wish we had actual
methodology.
Yeah.
Well, especially because some of them are just already fans.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We also, thanks, Nigel. Now kids are okay, finally, about Dominique.
Andre thinks that Brittany could dial it down.
And then, shockingly, Tyra says that there was not one comment about Brittany, positive or negative, that she just evaporated. And I'm like, after she yelled, it's Brittany, bitch, no one had a thought.
But then we get Tyra's other vocab word of the day.
Oh.
Because Alexandria has strong polarity.
Ah, polarity.
My favorite X-Men, polarity.
Andre says that Lisa's photo is a little two girls gone wild, and the theme was wild child. So I feel like she achieved that, Andre.
Well, I feel like this is another contestant where Andre is like, you brought her?
No.
And now they're going back home to the galaxy?
Sorry, these two sentences back to back. Our first all-star is getting shot back into the galaxy. She's going home.
She's going home.
I have a couple more things for Private Chambers, though.
Oh, okay. Do it. Private Chambers.
Private Chambers.
Tyra says that Sheena was brought up in a lot of audience interviews. Yeah, people like Sheena. Yeah.
She looked good, and she's a great person.
Yeah, and she also describes Camille as almost a little quiet. Camille was never loud. I would actually say Camille was iconically pretty soft-spoken.
Mm-hmm.
She just had opinions, and Tyra can't put
that
together.
She was assertive, not loud.
Yeah, exactly.
And oh, no, you can't be those two things at the same time. You can't be quiet and assertive. No,
another vocabulary word that I say, put oop right in that trash bin? Abrasive.
Yes.
And I'm glad that Nikki called out the use of the word abrasive. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't really get the abrasive thing. And you could see her being like, we're not going to use that word to describe whoever it was. I don't remember, honestly.
It was Camille.
It was Camille.
Yeah, well, of course. Mm-hmm. And then Brie could be on some quote. This is, of course, from Andre Leon Talley because it's nonsense.
Yeah.
It's our first true word salad, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Brie could be on some, quote, great medium that would take her beyond modeling. Great medium. Paints.
Tempera.
What a great medium you're on, Brie.
Pepper mache. So yeah, they're going home to the galaxy. Mm-hmm. The reveal of the starry night behind the models.
Because we are all... Stars.
And purple.
This is when apparently, according to the show, and I feel like if this is true, it's so upsetting. This is the first time the contestants have heard what the prizes are going to be.
Yes.
Can I give a little Where Are They Now spoiler?
Please.
Because sure. This is sort of addressed because I found this fascinating, especially at the top of the next episode. So in this one, according to a couple of sources, all of them got a decent stipend.
Okay.
For being
okay.
on this. So good. I think they thought they might just
give them that.
And that there's going to be like an All-Stars crown. So I think there was like potentially like a real surprise at how much, because this is a bigger prize package. And honestly, I bet none of them expected Vogue to still be in the mix.
No.
And Shannon, Cycle One Shannon's oh my gosh is because she's used to garbage prizes. It was like, Express the real company.
Like, not like AliExpress on the internet.
The phrase.
Mind is blown.
A special blog just for you on Italian Vogue's website.
Which seems like they aren't writing it, but that it is tailored to them.
It seems like someone is going to open up a Word document that says Shannon's special Vogue Italia blog, and she's going to sit and type on the Word document, and then it will get immediately put in the trash.
I wish all the contestants stopped the show. It's like, we have follow-up questions about the blog.
And then they're even like, vaguer.
Like, is it one post? Do I need to do this for a length of time?
Am I getting employed by Vogue.it for a year?
To blog?
Also, why do you think we're good writers?
They are also even more vague about Extra and what that is going to be. They haven't worked that out yet with Extra.
Nope.
And then we learned that Tyra, throughout the whole cycle, is always going to say, erroneously, America's Next Top Model, All-Star. What a weird way to phrase that.
It's almost like she's saying, none of you are America's Next Top Model.
It's 100% what it sounds like.
You didn't win that. So you get this secondary thing.
Weird.
Call out order. Isis is first.
Correct.
Deserved.
It was like duh and deserved at the same time.
Yeah, it kind of was. Deserved.
Then Allison.
Sure.
Yep.
Then Camille.
I'm surprised they put it that high.
But happy for her.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
God.
Then Lisa.
What?
Wild.
Look, again, I think this is Wild Child.
It's true. Sure. It's true.
The audience was there for Lisa. Mm-hmm.
Then Angelique.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then Laura.
I mean, the brand. The crowd loves Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Then Brie. Then Bianca. Then Shannon. And then, far too low in my opinion, Dominique.
Oh, way too low.
I don't understand. I didn't think she had like the best picture. I'm also surprised that Shannon escaped bottom three.
How?
Yes.
Because they made such a stinking deal of this, even in the judging.
Yeah. Then Sheena and Kayla, which leaves Alexandria versus Brittany.
And Kayla's little, okay, shrug to Tyra when she gets her. All right.
And then Tyra starts squinting like she forgot her glasses or that she's tired. I don't know which or both.
Brittany, I kind of like your photo. Why? Why?
Alexandria, people hate you, right?
But then, hold on. But before we get to Alexandria, about Brittany, she says, when the crowd was polled and asked about you, they either said, I somewhat remember her, or I don't remember her. From what we were just told, the audience had not a word to say about Brittany. So which is it, Tyra? Do they not remember her, or do they not have a word for her?
And that would have been the more devastating thing to say to Brittany's face. So if that right? were true, I feel like she'd be like, people had comments on every other contestant except
everyone
Brittany.
But you.
Yeah.
It's and weird.
But you know full well she would have said her name. Everyone but Brittany.
Brittany. And then Alexandria.
We heard booze, and it made us wonder.
Huh.
Did we make a mistake? And I couldn't help but wonder.
Am I the boo?
And then Alexandria stays. And please, can I read the spoken please. Word?
You absolutely
poetry?
Can.
It's something called polarity. The opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. When you have people that love you, and when you have people that hate you, that is the definition of a true star. But what you want to do is maybe get a little bit more on the love side. But hold on to your fire.
I love that at the end she's like, but we can't let an asshole win.
Someone has to like you.
Someone read a self-help book.
The opposite of love is indifference is so funny because it's also just not true.
Not true!
And oh, then no. Brittany goes out swinging.
Shades.
Oh, and Tyra also says that the number one thing she supports is a woman being the CEO of her own life.
Not of a business.
No, of her life.
And you're like, already doing that,
I'm sorry,
so bye.
Imagine if you're like, I'm the CEO of my own life, not the CEO. That's someone else.
I'm the COO.
Yeah. Like, I'll do the operation stuff. I'm not the creative.
No. Definitely not the
financials.
I don't
want to run the whole company of my life.
And then Brittany says, well, no one remembered me. Maybe I should have peed in a diaper or something. Wow, wow.
Good for Brittany.
Mm-hmm. I also loved when Tyra gives her that speech. She just goes, thanks.
Yeah.
It's also weird to have, I understand why it happens, but like, now that we've seen an All-Stars of a show where they didn't eliminate someone, it is weird to be like, you just came here and you immediately go home. There is something very strange about that. When
yeah,
they're working.
It's odd because Brittany is now a fun fact of someone who only is in like an episode of a cycle.
Yeah.
You know, which is so rare.
And before you give us the
wait, oh no, we got to talk about this collage photo.
Yes,
yeah, that's
yes,
what I'm
yes,
saying.
Yes,
before we get the where is she now, this I could not believe my eyes.
Can I please say the list?
Please do it.
This is a spot the differences challenge.
Yes.
The biggest
highlights
one,
for children.
This is the biggest one is they photoshopped Alexandria on a motorcycle.
Same hands.
Then they put Laura, no fishing pole anymore.
Nope.
And Isis in a pool.
In a kiddie pool.
Kiddie pool.
It's also a fully different picture of Camille and Dominique.
Well,
because they
also,
were hidden behind stuff. So
some people got different outfits.
Oh, yeah. Sheena, Bianca, Angelie, and Isis. The colors of their clothes changed to be purple or pink to match like the theme.
The kiddie pool?
You
matched the kiddie pool.
Putting Alexandria
on
motorcycle. That motorcycle. You aren't. Why not just keep her on the surfboard? What? Why the motorcycle?
Also, Lisa's positioning of Laura's head covering the bottom of her bathing suit, but she's doing a split where? A tiny jump split off the ground?
And Isis just being half
in the pool.
Her being half in the pool. It's because at least Laura's is like stupid, but like kind of works for her photo.
Also, they have Kayla sitting on the back end of the motorcycle that has been lowered into the ground.
Stupid. I wish they had honestly photoshopped the rainbow flag to also just be like pink and purple and whatever. And you're like bisexual.
This
now?
Is where they did photoshop out that weird part of Kayla's not dressed, though.
Oh, thank goodness.
I just want to say, I'm going to put this on the record right now, that this episode finished and I saw this wild photo and I was like, so clearly they're going to redo it after makeovers. This is clearly a placeholder.
That's a great point, though, Hannah. Like, that you always have a placeholder one that's like the worser collage.
Uh-huh.
But I, huh, fascinating. So, Brittany Brower. And just so everyone knows, if you go back, I usually did like lesser.
Yeah.
Like, you know, are they still on
mini
top
updates.
Kind of things? Yeah. So I'll go into a little bit more detail. Brittany Brower, and that is B-R-O-W-E-R, and Brittany Brower is the IG handle. Interesting fun facts. Brittany had the greatest distance in placement out of all the All-Stars contestants because she dropped 10 spots, technically, from her original one. After this, she was frequently a part of the YouTube series AfterBuzz TV, which has come up a couple of times on our Where Are They Now? And Reek co-recapped, a crazy word, co-recapped episodes of cycles 18, 19, and 20 after they aired. So she was like a very top model family for a while, and also had her own web series called Topped Off. And I looked that up because it said it was about her experience on All Stars. Not really.
Couldn't be.
Topped Off was a show that she did for a while, and it was man on the street style, where she would ask people who was over the top and then comment on it.
On Top Model or just generally?
Just, she apparently did it for a long time. There's a lot of clips of it. You can find like a super cut of it on YouTube if you just search her name. But it's just like, who do you think right now in pop culture is over the top and just force people to answer and then have a nothing discussion with them about it?
I mean, to be fair, that is something that she seemed would seem good at.
She wasn't a bad, her presentation is not bad in my opinion. I think her interview skills, and she seems pretty kind to the person she's interviewing. The topics were so over the top trashy.
Sure.
But it again, just seems like not like, quite stupid enough to be Billy on the street.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was not meant. And there was no sense of irony with what she was doing. Her IG handle, again, is Brittany Brower. And it says, fashion model, child of God, wife, proud boy mom. And I think what she means
proud boy mom,
which is still a bizarre phrase.
Oh, it's a thing.
But I'm like, you could update that. lover of laughter, fashion enthusiasts. But just like multiple enthusiasts,
what?
Self skincare obsessed, online shopping weakness, and A&TM All Star. And yeah, you know, she's still pretty active on Instagram, has a decent amount of followers, but doesn't seem like she's necessarily modeling anymore from what I can tell. I mean, she is still listed as that though, so maybe. I mean, I mentioned it earlier, Brittany of all the All Stars for some reason, to me, didn't fit in a way, and I don't know why that is. I don't know if that's some sort of bias that's I have against Brittany that's coming through or whatever it may be, because obviously we remember her and she had a personality. I think she wasn't destined to be on the show for very long because her brand was pretty similar to some other people like Lisa.
Yep.
Who were here to be more wacky.
Just take up more room.
It just also felt like she's like, okay, I'm going back to work now.
Yep.
Weird choice.
And I'll say this though, the Top Model All-Star, what a premiere.
Oh my gosh,
they were like this. They were, you know what, I'll say this about All-Stars, we have it's such a popular thing to do on reality television now, and often I feel like a lot of shows want to do an All-Star so quickly for the ratings that they do it without actually having that full of a cast. But having 16 cycles to pick from, I think Tyra really did get a cast where I'm like, okay, I feel like most people would remember these folks.
There was not an obvious, from looking at the list, this person is going to go home first.
No.
And the way of the time with All-Star seasons.
Yeah.
But if you think we're an obvious list, you should rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. We love hearing from you, your hot takes, your iced tea. You can reach out to us at podleadem@gmail.com or visit the website. Who knows? There might be new headshots up there soon. Who can say?
Mine is so old.
Mine is so old. I have a new photo.
I look exactly the same.
Yeah, great.
Your beauty, your grace, you know.
Also.
You can find me anywhere at Yet Charming.
I'm on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm on TikTok at JW Crump. Okay.
And be sure to use the hashtag PodLeadem anytime you do, because that's how we see it. And that's how you get those hearts and likes.
And thank you to everyone who listened to our special August episodes and provided your own list. It was so fun to see how many different photos people liked, people disliked, the things people generally agreed with.
And the thought that some of y'all are out there playing that game just brightens my heart. Warms me inside.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen the download tracker on that, and a lot of you got that game. And so it seems like the kind of thing that we'll, you know, hopefully do a sequel to at some point so we can create the cards for cycles post Psycho Vibe, but thank you for allowing us to, you know, we're a little nervous about like, oh, are people not going to be happy that there's like non-traditional episode recap episodes for a month? And so we're glad that you allowed us to do something a little different, a little fun. And also we got to take like a month long break from recording, which, as a couple of you pointed out from some of our intros getting loose, maybe
was necessary for many reasons.
But I missed y'all. I missed talking to Alexander and Hannah, my all-stars. Truly.
So for Podleetum All-Stars, I have been Alexander Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm JW Crump.
And we'll see you in the galaxy.
Podleetum is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.